The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State, and it's Thursday. And this is Trish Clark. And I'm joined this morning by a co-host that you're all familiar with, Linda Bott.
Yes, good morning, everybody. And Trish, it's so great to do this. A couple things. I wanted to let you know that, Carl, I always, first of all, thank you so much, Trish. Let's start off by just with gratitude. Gratitude of you coming on Thursday mornings and gracing KCNR morning, the morning show, with your knowledge and your grace and your beauty and just a wonderful human being. I can't say enough about how much I appreciate you.
Well, gosh, Linda, that's a great way to start Thursdays. I love Thursday mornings, all except the part where you get up at 5:30 to do this show.
Exactly.
I'm convinced that it should be a lunch drive-by or an evening drive-by. That would really work better for me.
Sometimes it's so hard. So this morning, where's Carl, everybody's asking? Well, Ted Leidy, his good friend, of course, Northern Cal Firearms, and you've probably heard through many of the programs Carl talking about his morning. The turkey hunt. So this morning, Ted called, and of course, Carl said, "Do you mind?" Well, you know, he's such a champion that, of course, I don't mind. And this is a great treat for me to be able to be with you this morning. We've got a wonderful guest lineup this morning. But so Carl's out there, and hopefully he's going to get his fix.
We always know that when two hunters go out, there are at least two turkeys out there. and we hope that others show up to fill out the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, that's why Benjamin Franklin wanted to have the turkey as the symbol, because they were a little bit smarter than the eagle. And so, it's always fun to watch people go out there and hunt turkeys.
It's true, and they'll sit underneath the tree for how long? But anyway, so they have to start early before the sun rises.
Way before. You have to get out there and get your spot.
So we know where they are anyway, on some mountain someplace. And then also I wanted to share with you, but first of all, let's do the weather. There's a lot to share.
Okay, let's do the weather.
Okay, it's currently 42 degrees. In the downtown studio, a little on the cooler side today. Showers likely today with our highs of 62. Slight chance of showers. Then partly cloudy tonight. And I hope, Bob, you're going to pull up the lake levels, because we always want to hear what's going on with the lake levels. Let's talk about Friday. It's going to be sunny with our highs of around 75. Friday night calls for clear and 52. Now, folks, Saturday, we start to heat up with our 84, and Sunday, 88. There we go. And actually, the rest of the week, next week, does not call for showers. We don't know. We're not looking into the Thursday forecast of next year, but we still have showers throughout the end of this week. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Bob, how's the lake look?
And Shasta Lake did inch up overnight due to runoff from the mountains. We are now at 1,053 feet lake elevation. That puts us 14 feet from the top. Total storage of the lake is well over 4 million acre feet of water.
Wow, looking good for the summer.
Wow, I can't wait to get out there in a houseboat.
Yes. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com if you'd like to join with us, or give us a call at 605-4567. So this morning, we're in the midst of a Board of Supervisors election. There's three seats up this June. And this morning we have with us Jerome Venus. He is a candidate for District 2 Board of Supervisors. And so welcome, Jerome. We're happy to have you with us.
That's what they all say when they first meet me, but then give it a while.
Okay. So I'm always delighted, because I believe firmly in the process that we need to have. Exactly. I mean, this is the opportunity that the voters have every 4 years. Exactly. to see what their representative has been doing. Mm-hmm. And the very best way to do that is to have challengers and have a race to see who's going to fill that seat for the next 4 years. So why are you running for supervisor?
Well, I'm just tired. I got tired of having the government think that they own us, and instead of them working for us, we were supposed to be working for them. Well, it's the other way around, and that's one of my basis, hopefully the foundation of my campaign. Ooh, by the way, that's what I want to change, the wording. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Are you saying you don't like the word foundation?
No, I don't like the word campaign.
Oh, okay.
Because it looks like I'm trying to gain your trust when, as an employee like I want to be, should have to have an interviewing process. And right now, that's exactly what I'm doing. Instead of interviewing with one or two people, however, I'm probably interviewing with thousands, which is a better thing. Why? Because I don't want to be an elected official. I want to be an employee. And therefore, you have to be better employers. And that's why I'm challenging people to be, is better employers. Because we have been doing a lousy job. If you look around us, nothing's been accomplished. Look at our Congress.
Let's not. We don't want to sully up the waters.
That's just one of the areas. But I just got tired of not seeing any progress at all. I've been here since 2000. I've lived in the North since 1985, and I was born in this area. Not in this area, but in the state when Southern California was still paradise. And I got pushed all the way up here. Why? Because of lack of sound leadership. Lack of forward thinking, lack of saying, okay, we can't do this. Why? Because it's not going to be good 20 years down the road. Right?
Well, okay, so the representative that is now filling that seat is Mr. Modi,
mm-hmm.
Who is a retired police chief, and I think this is Leonard's second term.
Yes.
So he's been representing that district. There's a lot of issues in county government. That certainly need to be addressed, and I, as you well know, I served 16 years on the mm-hmm. Board of Supervisors, mm-hmm. so I'm fairly familiar with all of the issues, a lot of which I concur probably need some attention.
Yes.
Can you kind of identify some of those?
Well, we'll take, for example, security. Everybody likes to go with security because if I can make you afraid of something, that way I can say, okay, this will be the better for you, and I'll make you safer. Security is the fact that I have somebody down the road. Security is the fact that when I pick up the phone, I know the person is going to be there within 30 minutes at least. However, the sheriff nowadays live in town or they're stationed in town. I called one sheriff one time because somebody was shooting close to my house, which I guess is okay, in the middle of the night. And it took him an hour and a half to get there. What I'm proposing for that is to have county sheriffs live out in the county. I mean, let's think outside the box. Let's start thinking outside the box. Let's have substations where the sheriffs can stay in their areas and do their job. And we can have a van come by them every once in a while and pick up the prisoners and take them into town. I don't want my sheriff, I don't want my protection in town for an hour and a half filling out paperwork. That's not his job. His job is to make sure that there is some semblance of order out there where I live. And so could this county afford to put four or five sheriffs in an area? Sure. Do I need to give you a raise? No, let me buy you a house, and in 20 years it's yours. It's your retirement gift from the county saying thank you.
So certainly you've got unions that you deal with when you're doing all those kind of things. And I don't disagree. There was a time in Shasta County where we did have substations.
Yes, yes.
And it is very effective, specifically given the size of
exactly.
this county. I mean, we're 4,350 square miles. It's a big place. It's mm-hmm. not it's not easy to get from two deputies. And I think at this point, though, last time I checked, we've got two or maybe three deputies on duty at night for the entire county.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a stretch. But certainly I know in the past there has been deputy mm-hmm. That lived in the communities, and that is a good thing.
Yes, and that's what I'm advocating. I'm advocating also to think differently about our resources that we have. There was a big time when people were all concerned about jails this and jails that, and we had all of these open buildings, Gottschalks, Mervyn's. Would they have made good, we'll say, misdemeanant jail sales? Sure. Why? Because what misdemeanant is going to walk away from someplace to give himself a felony? And so if I have to put people in jail, why do I need to put them in downtown jail? That is for high-security people. That is for people who steal four cars, go out, and steal another car. That is for people who go out and continually do those things over and over again. Well, we need to intervene for those people. But I have to have first freed up area. Do I want some guy that just stole a loaf of bread in jail? No. Why? It was a loaf of bread. You know, for the cost that it's costing me to have you put that man up for even 5 hours is exorbitant. And I could better use those resources in other areas.
Well, we do have to take a break, and we do take a break on every 15 minutes here on KCNR 1460. And what we love here, Trish, as you know, is that we try to have everybody who is on for running for city council, running for supervisor, on our show so they have equal opportunity mm-hmm. to be able to talk about their position. In the chat room, people are saying we want to find out about this guy, what he stands for, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll talk about more of that when we get back from the break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where all of your espresso beans and coffee are in the premises. Walk on next door to the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. They are veteran-friendly and been our sponsors since the day we started here on KCNR. So check it out. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. This is KCNR 1460. Trish Clark and Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Reading Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
Hey everybody, this is Summer Chappelle inviting you to the Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary Dinner and Auction on April 29th at the Wind River Event Center. Social hour starts at 5:30 with a dinner at 6:30. Come join me and my friends for an evening of fun, great food, a fantastic auction, and plenty of good old country music. Get your tickets today at the VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick Miller a call at 347-0544. Can't wait to see ya!
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Okay, and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, and it's Trish and Linda this morning.
Good morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes. They are our company of choice. Warranties guaranteed 7 days a week, 24-hour service, Alliance Heating and Air. We want to thank always our sponsors. And, yes, we do have callers coming in too, calling in, too. But, Trish, back to you.
Yes, we do. And we'd like to have you give us a call, 605-4567. This is your opportunity to ask the questions of the candidates that you're interested in. That's why we have them on. They're anxious to share with you. So if you have a call, give us a call.
And if I might, I'll add to that it's important that persons such as myself that are running for an office or interviewing for the job need to know what people think. And so, yeah.
Exactly. And this is our opportunity. And we just do have a caller right now. And we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk to Mike.
Or Mick.
Mick.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mick.
Hey, listen, I can get behind your idea about having a less secure facility for minor misdemeanors, but I can't get behind that idea of putting a sheriff's deputy in a house out in the country and giving it to him when he's done. I could support the county building a house and giving them free rent while they're working for the county. But, you know, they're treated quite lucrative when they get done with their service, as all our public servants are. In fact, too much, in my opinion. So I just wanted to run that by you. I just don't think much of that idea, giving them a house. So have a great day and good luck.
All right. Thanks, Mick.
Mick, you have a day worthy of yourself, okay? I'm agree with you, and all the things I'm going to be discussing today are just ideas. I mean, they're ideas that I have thought of and ideas that I've heard people talk about, and so they are just ideas, and ideas can be stretched, and ideas can be shrank, and ideas can be shared, and that's the wonderful thing about ideas.
Well, and resident deputies are certainly not a new idea. I mean, we've had Shingletown over the years has generally had resident deputies. I think at one time we had one over in Cottonwood. And we've had substations scattered around hither and yon from, I think there's still a substation up in Shingletown, and there's one up in Burnie, and I believe that may be the only ones now. But they, you know, there's a lot more subjects besides the Sheriff's Department to talk about. Give us a little bit more of your background. What have you done thus far, and what is your profession, life streams, whatever?
Well, I am a person that was dropped on the planet this time, as I like to say, in Southern California. And so I do understand the problems of California, and I transported up to Santa Rosa and did a lot of my high school there. And so I know what Californians are going through. I know the different aspects of what Californians are going through. Why? Because I've lived in different areas of California, and I've heard different thank you very much for letting me closer to the mic, by the way. I've listened to different people. I've learned from different people, different cultures, and different persons of intellect, really. And I think there's many, many different levels of intellect. Don't get me wrong. I believe there's a intellect of music, art, you know, counseling, radio personalities. They're all different intellects. And so for myself, my choice and my career path was counseling. I've always been, I think, a therapist, is my belief. It's what I've enjoyed so much. I enjoy interacting with people. I enjoy showing people how to see the doors that they may not see, because that's all a therapist does. I mean, the best therapist in the world, if any therapist is honest with themselves, is the person they're helping to see the door, because that's all I can do, is to see the door.
Okay,
yes.
And
get closer to the mic.
And you're a practicing therapist now?
No, I haven't. I've been unemployed since February of 2011. And that's when the VA qualified me as 50% disabled.
Does that mean you can't work because of being disabled?
No, it just means that I wasn't able to find a job. And I was in one of the most difficult populations to work with, and that is the parolees and the probationers. They're difficult because they have a certain frame of mind, and they have to be taken down and then built back up. And I don't mean taken down in a bad, ugly way, but they need to be shown the truth about themselves. And that's the hard part, is nobody really wants to see the truth about themselves, and that's what I'm looking at here. I'm looking at a lifetime of me talking to people, of me sitting out in parks and me sitting in bars and me sitting in restaurants and me talking in seminars or me being talked to at seminars, if you will. I'm a firm believer that we all have that that quality. And I'm astounded that more people aren't stepping up. I'm astounded. I heard yesterday this senator was on your opposition, mm-hmm. but he said that he was the only veteran for the District 1 mm-hmm. Congressional seat. The only veteran. That is sad. That makes my heart hurt, mm-hmm. you know. And I know I'm laughing because otherwise I'd be weeping.
I think that we're finding throughout elected office, throughout the United States, that we have fewer and fewer veterans serving in various positions. And I think it's very telling in the kind of government we're getting.
Yes.
Because they're making a lot of decisions that aren't particularly good for us or for the military.
No.
And it's based on the fact they have no knowledge of it.
Exactly.
Well, you know, of course, Carl is a lieutenant colonel.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was 30 years in the Marines. And so I asked him, you know, yesterday, there's this terrible, what do you want to call it, like across the country about students beating up their teachers.
Yes.
And I said to Carl, because he was a teacher. Carl, you know, when he first came to Reading, he was a substitute teacher. So he went to Simpson to get his teaching, you know, uh-huh. after the, you know, got out. And anyway, so I said, he said, there's really nothing that can be done. I go, what do you mean? He goes, because it has to be done on such a level that they're willing to make changes and people aren't willing to make changes.
Exactly.
So then we talk about the military and how even though across the board they're saying, from the experts, that women can't do certain parts of being in combat. They're saying now that they're going in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're making changes there so that women can do this, to be eligible to do the same jobs as men. He goes out of his mind over stuff like that. So you wonder why some people aren't running for office.
Oh, absolutely, Linda, and you hit one of my big things. I mean, certainly, I believe that women are capable of doing anything they choose to do. Having said that, there are physical and mental limitations both for men and women. And if you have a job description, anyone who's qualified to do that should be able to do it. But you don't change the job description to fit somebody into it.
And
that's what they're trying to do in the military. They're making allowances and dumbing down a lot of positions and things to fit somebody into it. And that's just plain wrong in any profession, whether they're doing it for a man to fit into it or a woman.
Well, I'm also thinking, too, if you want to get to there, we have standardized humans. Now, how do you standardize a human being in high school? How do you standardize a child? How do you make A with B and B with D? There is no way to standardize a child, so how can you standardize their testing? How can I say, okay, this test will fit this person? Well, it can't. Why? I think if teachers can call me in if I'm wrong on this, but I think there's three or four different ways of learning. You got to touch, hear, see, right? And so how can I standardize it? And I'm taking away from teachers. I'm stealing from teachers. I'll be honest with you guys. I did not go to high school after junior year. About the middle of junior year, I stopped going to high school, except for this one class. And I wasn't even enrolled in this class, but no matter where I was at in town, I made it back to this class. Why? He taught his class in the round, and the way you got a grade was you had to have an opinion for the subject brought forward that day. So that means that I had to read a lot of different things. I had to talk to different people. And you couldn't just say, well, that's BS. I had to tell you why I may have disagreed with you.
So it was engaging. He engaged you.
Yes, and he made me learn. And and the thing he told me a little bit later on is he said, you know, I'm trying to keep you on this campus. And I had a discussion with the principal. And it's like, you know, he's on campus. Let's leave him here.
Right?
So he's a teacher. He's an educator.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to get more teachers. The chance and the opportunity to teach. To not be afraid of being hit. No, I'm going to raise my hands. Why? I'm protecting myself. Are you a child? Yes, that's nice. But I need to protect me. And we need to give our teachers something. I don't know what. Again, these are just ideas.
Well, it's an epidemic, I'll tell you. It's vicious when you see some of these clips of these, like, beatings.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers are just walking, and all of a sudden they get pounced on. And I think, how are you supposed to protect yourself? I mean, where... What do you teach behind a cage?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it goes, I think, you have to get something going, and you're right, it's about change.
Yeah.
Got to go back into the families and,
exactly.
you know, the mindset of how we're raised is from very small children, and we just aren't teaching our kids that that's the wrong thing to do. I mean, my goodness, when you went to school or when I went to school, my gosh, if I'd have got into a clash with one of my teachers, no matter, you know, when I got home, I'd have been in so much trouble.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be able to, you know, they'd be piping air to me.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and now it's, if something happens between a teacher and a student, the parents immediately jump to the student's defense and the teacher's wrong.
Of course.
And they have no way to implement their authority in the classroom because the kids know.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back on the other side and talk a little bit more with the candidate for District 2 supervisor, Jerome Venus.
And some important phone calls.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Redding's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale. Sale ends April 16th. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Redding Kia.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Come on out May 14th and 15th for Haven Humane's Dogathon Festival. From 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th, start your weekend with free family and pet-friendly activities, canine demonstrations, splash dogs, fly ball, vendors, food, and our very own West Munster Family Dog Show. At 5 p.m., enjoy dinner and dancing at the Boots, Scoot, and Doggies Barbecue and Concert featuring Chad Bushnell. All at Haven Humane Society, just off 273. On Sunday, put on your tennies, leash up your dog, and come out to Turtle Bay for Haven Humane's 5K and 10K run walk. For barbecue tickets and race registration, go to havenhumane.org.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Remember, you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And we have a message from the chat room right now for our candidate, Jerome Venus.
Yes, so the question is, Jerome, Motor refused to listen to ideas and reason while discussing the expansion of the beds at the medium security area we are building from 64 to 128 beds. Will this guy build the larger bed space? Question mark. And yes. When?
Yes, I would like to try to get to building a bed space as soon as possible, and I'm thinking that we have multiple areas and multiple choices. We can somehow wrangle the state out of their Crystal Creek. I'm sure they would love to get rid of it. That would help their population in prison, which is what the federal judge had to evict them. I mean, they had to say, tell California, you have too many people in prison, you have to get rid of some. And so that's what I'm thinking, is that the state of California really wants to help, because it is important that we have people behind bars that need to be behind bars, but I don't think everybody needs to be behind bars. Why? Because we're the resources we're wasting. I don't think everybody is a career criminal. I think people have made choices. I've made choices. You've made choices. We've all made choices in our past that we're not proud of. However, does that mean I have to live in that past? No. It means that I need to have help. I often tell people that I was 24 years ago, if somebody hadn't put out their hand today, I wouldn't be talking to you. Why? Because the brightest part of my life was death. That was the brightest part of my life. That was the thing I had to look for that day. Somebody reached their hand out, and I'm here today. I'm here today because of that person. And that's what I'm trying to give to people, is we have other ways of going.
Okay, we have a caller on the phone, and I think Mick is back on the line. Mick?
Hey, Tyrone.
Yeah, morning again, Mick.
Hey, you get into office. Are you a representative of your constituents, or do you vote on your opinion? And I'd like to give you an example when you get done with your answer.
Oh, okay. My opinion there, Mick, is the fact that I'm not a voter anymore. I'm a voicer of my employer's opinions. And I'm trying to get this across, is that I'm not looking at myself here campaigning. I'm looking at myself here interviewing for a job. Okay, and so I am now interviewing for thousands of people all at once, Mick.
Well, let me finish here.
And so that would mean that the employers that hire me, I have to do what? I have to listen to them. Okay, so even if I'm against, and I tell this people all the time, even if I am vehemently against what the majority of my employers are telling me to do, and I tell them why I'm against it, but they still want me to voice their opinion that way, Mick, I got no choice.
That's a great answer. Let me give you my example real quick. I live in an unincorporated area with a 5-acre minimum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some people came to the supervisors wanting to drop the minimum to 1 acre so they could develop an 8-acre parcel. 90% of the residents in a petition I took around the neighborhood were against it. You're talking 100
okay.
households
yes.
or so. And the County Planning Commission ruled against it.
Okay.
The Fish and Game was against it. Water Quality was against it.
That's
Caltrans was against it.
Pretty
the supervisors, four, only one voted to keep it the way it was. The supervisors sent the County Planning Commission back and told them to come back with it.
Could I get a question?
Sure.
Okay. The reason, I mean, did you have a question out there? Did you just want to go ahead and voice your
opinion?
Well,
they sent the Planning Commission back to come back
okay.
with a different opinion because they were in favor with this.
And if I may interject that, there are now areas of the county where I have talked to people, and it makes me so sad, but it costs as much in fees as it does to build the house in Shasta County anymore. I'm talking, if the house costs $80,000, that's what people are telling me the fees are costing. And these are people that got burned out in Happy Valley and Igo and Ono. That's unheard of. That's unprecedented. I don't understand why it is you have to charge your people that have lived there for years fees. Why are you trying to drive people out, Nick? That's my question. Why are you limiting people's choices? Why? That's not what a leader does.
But, Jerome, address the issue of the board going completely against everybody.
Well, not everybody.
The recommendation.
Not everybody.
That's exactly where I'm going. I want somebody that will represent the people, just like you said. The only supervisor that said that they were against this project was Bill Chappelle.
And
the rest of them, well, we think it's a good project. So you go back, and they even replaced some of the planning commissioners in the period it took them to come back. It was a couple of years.
Well, look what the Congress is doing to the Defense Department. We don't want the plane. Yeah, you want it. Okay, so it's not incumbent upon our employees to do what they want to do. It's incumbent upon us, the employers. And I also call us job creators. Why? Because we buy the products. We take them off the shelves, and somebody has to put those products back, Nick.
Okay?
Well, that's right.
So we have to be better employers, and we have to challenge these people. What are you doing? We have to let them know that
okay,
we are in charge, that we own you, that you work for us.
All right,
well,
thanks very much, Mick. We appreciate
right.
it.
Mick, we don't feel represented anymore.
And we got to move on, Mick.
So
thank
much.
You, Mick.
Have
all right, Mick. Thanks
so
for
much.
Calling in, Mick.
All right, we have a couple other more questions here for you, Jerome. Okay, here's a couple things. I'm trying to understand the candidate's background. Has he ever owned a business? What was his last paid employment, and what kind of job was that? Has he ever served on a community or nonprofit board before? Does he have any experience that way?
They want to know a little bit more about you, Jerome,
okay.
personally.
My last job, like I said, was in February 2011 as a mental health intern therapist with Gary Blasingame. Great program he had. Great program. Probably one of the best in country, as I think. No, I've never ran a business. Well, I did. I owned a pool business back in the 80s, but I kind of lost it because I was still out there running and gunning. No boards. No boards whatsoever. My experience is the fact that I have lived the American nightmare. I have been close to my home. I had to look at my Ford Explorer and say, how can I make that into an apartment? And will my Hyundai pull it? That's how close I came. I am a homeowner. I live in this county. That's why I'm running for this place. And that's why I'm interviewing, excuse me, because I get caught up in my own stuff. So I hope that answered the question.
Okay. I remember him saying that, but he didn't say what. Okay. So anyway, we've answered more questions. And give us a call here, 605-4567. We have Jerome until 8 o'clock. And, you know, we're going to be finding out who this guy is, what his platforms are, and what he's running about.
Okay, and one of the big things, and you kind of touched on it just a little bit right now, certainly one of the hot topics in Shasta County whenever you read the paper or listen to the police chief,
yes,
or the sheriff's department or any of the community things is the homeless population.
Yes, yes.
And what are we going to do about that, and how do we help them out of their situation and then help the business owners who suffer,
mm-hmm,
because of this population?
Yes.
So give us your rundown on what do you think about the homeless?
Well, I wrote down some figures here, you know, and I think there's about 60-some million dollars that goes to justice, including the courts and the laws and everything else. 60-some million dollars. And what we have there, instead of having those push-open doors they ought to have a revolving door. Because that's how good our system is working. That's why we have homeless people. Why? Because they don't feel they have a choice. They don't feel they have any security. So what I'm advocating for is let's give them security first. Because without security, nobody's anything. And I challenge people all through the county to leave their house open, wide open, and let people within a 5-block area know that there's nobody watching their home and that their house is wide open. And I would like to see how many people feel secure going into town. Because that's what the homeless people deal with every day. Where is my stuff going to be when I get back? Do I agree that they need to pick up after themselves? Sure. I was a street person. I lived in the streets back in the 70s in Reno. I know what it's like to freeze. I know what it's like to have to dig through a dumpster. I know what it's like to have to hustle. However, we didn't hold a cardboard sign. I did jobs. I danced. And I don't dance. Right? I hustled basketball. I mean, whatever it took, but I didn't just stand there with a sign saying, you owe me. I actually had two people sitting in the park one time saying, you owe me, and it's like, I don't even know you guys. Right? Why don't you owe yourself? But let me help you up. Here's a hand. I don't want you to ride on my back. Like I said to people, they say, you want to be a public servant? No, nothing servile about me. I want to be an employee. But at the same time, we have to give people a chance. Why? Because that's what this country is about. It's about helping people up. Okay,
yep.
That's fun about.
Okay, good answer. And we have a caller coming in.
And we have Ruth Angel on the phone.
Ruth, good morning.
Welcome.
Hi, good morning. I'm sitting here listening as I'm driving, and I'm trying to understand Jerome. And I don't. And that's really too bad because he gets asked a question, and he's all over the place. And I don't mean to criticize, but...
No,
you gotta answer the question and be specific. And giving homeless people security, what does that mean? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you for your honesty, Ruth. I appreciate that. That's why I've always asked my friends. What I'm telling about is let's give them a place to stay. They have these nice little buildings out there that maybe as big as this room here, which is what, about a 10 by 10? about that? Anyways,
I don't know. Maybe it is.
You talk about the tiny house thing.
Yes, the tiny house thing. Yes. And so we give them that opportunity, Ruth. We give them that opportunity to get there. We give them the opportunity to have a place where they can lock up their house. We give them the opportunity where they can get services. Why? Because it cost me $34,000 a year to put somebody in jail. $34,000 a year. Give me $20,000 of that, and I'll make this person so you hardly don't see him again. Why? Because that's all people want, Ruth. They want a chance. They want a chance to get up. And again, that's what I tell people. I'm advocating for the fact that with greater opportunity comes greater responsibility.
Okay, so let's just focus on that and go, you as a county supervisor, what can you specifically do that you think, that, as an elected official, to make that a focus and create those opportunities for that population?
Well, as a supervisor, I'll have a greater voice. I'll have a greater voice in a greater arena. All right? I can talk to people better. I can talk to people as business people. Why? Because they want to hear what you're going to do to help me get in business going. Homeless people are a business. They are in an economy, and we're letting them slide away, just like some of the people we have in prison. And again, I advocate for treatment. I advocate for education. I advocate for training. Why? Because it's cheaper. In the long run, it's cheaper. And that's what I advocate for. I advocate for, yes.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Absolutely. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Budget Blinds. Are you paralyzed by the possibility when it comes to dealing with your windows? Well, head on over to Budget Blinds. Their goal for our customers are that when you walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when you walked in. That's the whole deal. Budget Blinds, 226-9027. Here at KCNR 1460, we're talking to Jerome Venus. We'll be right back.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Peak. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 304.
A Turtle Bay membership is your key to 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year, your membership to Turtle Bay is an incredible investment for you, your family, and your community. For less than $7 a month, two adults and up to four kids can get into the park every single day that Turtle Bay is open for a full year from date of purchase. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Okay, and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North Street. Thursday, you have Trish and Linda here this morning. Linda, what's the weather doing?
Good morning. It's currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Showers likely today. About 60% showers today with our highs of 62. Slight chance of rain tonight with 46 as our lows. Friday calls for sunny with a beautiful 75 and clear tomorrow night with 52. Saturday, we get up into the 80s, folks. Saturday calls for 84 and Sunday 88. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Trish, our guest this morning, we're getting questions here in the chat pack. We just got 10 minutes left of our program.
You know, and we haven't really talked about your platform. We need to let the voters out there now know why in the world, when they go to push that button in June, why should they vote for you?
Why should they voice their opinion for me is because of the fact that I will do what they ask me to do. I will listen to what they have to tell me. I expect feedback from my employers. I expect the fact that they are paying me. My platform is simple. We need to bring better jobs to this Shasta County, 21st century jobs. How do we do that? Well, we brought a hotel here. We can bring restaurants here. We can bring doctor's offices here. I'm sure we can bring other production here. The tax situation. Currently, I'm behind my taxes. Okay, I am behind in my taxes. However, the county does not provide for an area for me to be able to set up a payment plan prior to me being delinquent. They have one after I'm delinquent. Now, I don't know what I can do about that, but again, I'm sure there is a way. All I have to do is I have to start thinking outside the box with people. And that's what I'm asking people to do, is to start thinking outside of the box. My other platform is the fact that we have to help more of our veterans. We have to provide more training. We have to stop the circus of incarceration will fix everything.
Okay, we have a call. Let's go to the phones and welcome Henry.
Yes, good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Great. Good morning,
Henry. How about you?
Well, I'm still plugging along.
That's important.
Say, I've got a question for you. I tried to do business. Well, I did business in California for many years with the county, state, and fed, and city. I finally, due to the fact that any time you went to a planning commission in the county or the city, the first thing they told you, you can't do that. And that was a decision made by staff. I finally moved my total operation out of California. Fortunately, I'm retired now, so I don't have to worry about it. But what would you do to change some of that?
Well, about the most I can do right now, my first 6 months, I'll be honest with everybody, will be a learning curve. And to find that out is I would sit down with the Planning Commission. I would find out why we can't do these things. If they are state mandated, we'll have to find a way around them, I'm sure, because hang on now, because of the fact that we are in an economic crisis in this county. Economic crisis. And we need to attract jobs. And now they had a deal up there on one of the roads where they were going to suspend the Endangered Species Act. They asked that. So why can't we have them do other things to suspend them for a time
being?
Well,
let me give you an example. You had a
make it quick. I only got 10 minutes.
Yeah, you had a winery vineyard up there some time back that was doing an excellent job, had a first-class operation, and the county hassled him till they finally threw his hands in the air and said to hell with it and left.
Yes. That is what I'm trying to change. I'm trying to change people throwing their hands in the air, okay? And how are we going to do that? Well, I have my ideas, and thankfully I've had people say I have to make them shorter. My idea is that we have to bring economy here. We have to bring the businesses here. We already have a great economy base here. However, people don't want it. No, excuse me. Our current employees don't want it. And that is a cannabis base. Why?
Well, you have a...
Hang on. Now, cannabis is a really good way of starting up an economy. And I don't mean just for the growers or the people that use it for medication or the people that use it recreational. I want cannabis to be the societal plant that helps society raise. That's where a lot of this money is going to come from. It's from the cannabis-based businesses.
I'm not talking about drugs.
I'm not talking about drugs either. I'm talking about cannabis.
Well, you have the opportunity here with a cheap labor market to bring people in that would put businesses in town, but the general consensus is that they want no growth.
That's on their end. I don't see it happening that way, but it looks like that. But they want growth in their end. Okay, that's why they the 1 acre thing and everything else.
Ask Chris. She's sitting right beside you there. She knows what I'm talking about.
Thanks very much for your input, Henry. Because you're absolutely right, and that is certainly the mindset of the county and the city. Unfortunately, that instead of how can we make you be successful, it's generally what problems can we throw in your way to make you go away?
Yes, and I have to throw out some information. My contact information would be Jerome Venus, Facebook, or you can go to the committee to hire Jerome Venus for second district supervisor. Post office box 91, Anderson, California 96007 would be the post office where you could send some help to me. And my phone number is 478 area code 293-8658. Again, I could use all the help I could get, and you don't have to just help your candidate with money. You can help them with other ways. You can volunteer to put signs up, whatever. And
thanks, Henry, for your call.
Yes.
Oh, you're welcome.
Final thoughts, Henry. Jerome. Why should we pull that lever, and what do you want the people to know and take away from this time with us today?
I want people to know that we are in a fight. We are in a fight for our county. They are taking our county from us slowly but surely. And if anybody has ever dealt with the Planning Commission, like I have heard, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We need to bring better jobs here. Can we? Yes. Why? Because we can. We're Shasta County.
One question that I'm sure everyone out there is interested in, this has been a big topic throughout Shasta County. State of Jefferson, where do you stand on that?
I believe in them as principal, but I think they could best spend their money in other areas. Why Puerto Rico? Guam. Enough said on that. As there's not going to be a 51st state in Northern California. There won't be. Again, Puerto Rico, Guam. I do believe in them in principles. Again, 80% of the time I will agree with somebody. It's that 20% of the time that it's our stuff. It's our stuff. And so that's why I'm trying to get people to understand. Am I confusing? Yes, I'm confusing to me. Do I have a principle to lay down? Yes, I do have a principle to lay down, that all Americans have the right to prosper. We just have to have the right to our liberties. We have to have the right to our chance to prosper. We are guaranteed that, inalienable rights in the Declaration of Independence. But it also says that we have to stand up and we have to fight for what we get. And that is why I'm asking people no longer to vote for an employee, but to hire the employee. No longer will you think of them as something that can't be fired. They can be fired. Right now we call it the recall vote. Go to my webpage. I will repost the terminology I'm trying to get across
on Facebook.
To people. Yes, on Facebook there. And thank you very much. I thank you guys for being so patient with me, really, and the direction you've given me. Truly, it means a lot to me. It means my heart. Okay,
before we leave, one thing I'm going to ask you is that you're in for legalizing marijuana.
Yes.
Are you in for anybody can grow as many, or do you think it should be controlled?
I think it should be feed. And it should be controlled by the growers. Why? Because people that do the business know more about it, right? Should a planning commissioner be somebody that just got out of high school and has no idea what's going on or just has college bookwork? No, because most jobs are more than bookwork. And so, yes, I do believe in the fee system.
Do you think those controllers or the people who are paying the fee should be licensed by the state of California and pay a tax for growing, and that they have to follow certain bylaws, that they're not going to use certain chemicals that fall and kill, fall in the earth?
I'm a firm believer of that, yes. I'm organic. I did organics, okay, and I'm a firm believer of them. Why? Because we've done enough damage, and we don't need to do any more damage just for a few bucks. Why? Because money is not that important, really.
And you find out more about Jerome and his stances on things by going to his Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Again, give us that Facebook page.
Jerome Venus, or committed to hire Jerome Venus for second district supervisor. Again, my post office box is P.O. Box 91, Anderson, California, 96007. The phone is 478-293-8658. And thank you so very much for your patience and your attention. And
in your continuing effort from KCNR to give you all of an opportunity to listen to all of the candidates for all of the elective offices, it's so important that you do your part of the job, find out who's running, who your options are, and then get out and vote. Because if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Amen, Trish. Amen.
So it's up to the people to make the changes.
There you go.
All right.
Or the employers now, Trish. The employers.
This portion of the show today has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located on Larkspur Drive. They're the best firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting the new long gun or pistol, having your gunsmith work on guns, and buying ammo. John of Bastiani Arms prides himself on customer service, and we here at KCNR will be back after these messages with Hello, Red Bluff Roundup, tickets, and all that good stuff. Trish Clark is here. I love it. And I'm Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo says Russia is testing a weak U.S. foreign policy by buzzing a Navy destroyer in the Baltics.
This is a continued pattern of American recklessness with respect to pushing back on Putin. Our military senior leaders are very worried about this at both the operational level and beyond.
Pompeo told the Salem Radio Network that the U.S. needs to make it clear to Russia and the world that the continued violation of military norms will have consequences. Meantime, the U.S. says it's keeping nearly 300 troops, including Air Force commandos, armed with combat aircraft and helicopters, in the Philippines through the end of the month.
They will continue exercising combined U.S.-Philippine command and control capabilities and support increased cooperative activities in the region.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. A deputy constable in Houston expected to recover after undergoing several hours of surgery for bullet wounds. Houston Police Lieutenant Holland Jones spoke to KPRC-TV.
We're hoping that we can bring him through this successfully, and his family will be prayerfully, their prayers answered.
Authorities are questioning a man who showed up at a nearby fire station after the shooting. He watched a description of the, matched the description, rather, of the suspect. Police say they are not currently looking for anybody else. Donald Trump's campaign manager may be off the hook. Prosecutors in Florida plan to hold a news conference this afternoon amid reports that Corey Lewandowski will not be prosecuted over a videotaped altercation with a female reporter. Police had charged him with simple battery, which would have been a misdemeanor offense. Stocks mostly lower in early trading as investors look over the latest batch of earnings reports. Delta Airlines gained 3% after its results came in above expectations. On Wall Street right now, it's the Dow up about 13 points and the NASDAQ down by 4. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. 4557 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
The Senate is gliding toward passage of an FAA bill today. Correspondent Linda Kendian has more from Capitol Hill.
The FAA reauthorization bill is a long-term bill that states aviation policy and renews aviation programs. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's also a security bill.
This bill contains the most comprehensive set of aviation security reforms in years.
Among the security amendments adopted so far,
it will require a review of perimeter security. It will also improve various efforts to secure international flights coming into our airports.
The focus on security was stepped up following the terror attacks in Brussels and Paris. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Lower fuel costs still giving airlines a boost. Delta says its first quarter earnings rose 27% to $946 million. That because the airline spent one-third less overall on fuel than it did a year earlier. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Americans are spending more at the pharmacy these days.
A new report from the data firm IMS Health shows spending on prescription drugs rose 8.5% last year, slightly less than in 2014. Patients, insurers, government programs, and other payers spent a combined $309.5 billion on prescription medicines in 2015, driven mainly by growing use of ultra-expensive new drugs and price hikes on other medicines. After rising around 10% in each of the last 3 years, annual increases in prescription drug spending are forecast to slow to about 4 to 7%, and spending will reach about $370 to $400 billion by 2020. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A big night in the NBA. The L.A. Lakers' Kobe Bryant played his last game before going into retirement, scoring 60 points in the Lakers' victory over Utah. And the Golden State Warriors became the first team to win 73 games in a season, beating the Memphis Grizzlies. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And this is Thursday, so it's Trish Clark and Linda Bott this morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. And it's currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like our weather today is going to be like a chance of showers. Well, it's called showers likely. Trish, with our highs of 62 and our lows of 46. Friday calls for 75. Where do we go up, Bob? And I just didn't see it?
They had not updated.
Okay. But you always said that there's a degree of 10 degrees of variation in Reading.
For the
anyway.
Most part, one part of town to the other.
For the most part. Okay. And anyway, so Friday calls for sunny of 75 and 84 on Saturday and 88 coming up this weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each time we read the weather, Shasta Gas Propane brings us our weather update, and they are custom veteran-friendly, and, gosh, what can I say?
I can tell you that my brother, who had a bad experience with a major local gas company to the point where he was very irritated, finally dropped them in favor of Shasta Gas and has been very satisfied ever since.
Well, you know, and it's a great company, and they're veteran-owned and operated and are just a great supporter in the community. So we're here this morning, and we're talking about a lot of things. You know, jump in and tell us about the lake levels, because that's really exciting.
Well, it's looking really, really good for those who float. 1053 is the lake level. Now, the lake levels are measured surface above sea level, and so that's where Shasta Lake is right now. That puts it 14 feet from the top of the dam. It's coming up a few inches a day, of course, as it gets closer and closer to the top. The surface area gets more, but the important number is the total acre-foot storage, and that is increasing almost 10,000 acre-feet per day of water coming into Shasta Lake, and that is a significant amount of increase. And so it's going to look good for this boating season, and recreation and all kinds of stuff.
Well, we have, we're trying to move some chairs around here if we're sounding a little verklempt. You know, we're clutching my poils. We have the Red Bluff Roundup guys. We've got John Growning and, we have another guy, Eric Layton. He's the bullfighter. Oh! This is like my favorite.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited because we're going to get to talk rodeo now, and this is so fun. And the Red Bluff Roundup, oh, my God. It's just the start of the season, and it's just great. And I love those cowboys, so we just need to get them in here and find out all what's going on down there.
We're
going to
do that in just a minute, and we've got tickets to give away. We're going to go over some of the events that are happening because, of course, we kick off all good things. So, Bob, I know this is early in the hour, but let's take a break so we can get everybody sitting in position here, and we'll get ready to talk about cattle and
all that great stock down there and the cowboys and moving show.
Can't you feel it going? My blood's pumping.
Good.
Nothing like the feeling of spring throughout your home. Budget Blinds. In the world of window coverings, Budget Blinds Reading is all you need to know to have exquisite custom window treatments that enhance every room of your home. How? Convenience. Budget Blinds Reading will come to your home or place of business, ask the right questions, and help you select the looks, styles, and colors to make every window a creation you'll love. style. Budget Blinds Reading will show you the newest trending styles like the cordless dual shades. Energy efficiency. Budget Blinds Reading can help you determine the best selection for your windows, such as a room darkening double cell cellular shade or a layered treatment. You'll save on heating and cooling costs with the right window treatments. Expertise and safety. Budget Blinds Reading will design window coverings for different size windows to unify a room to look perfectly balanced. And most importantly, safety. Budget Blinds Reading can answer any questions about child safety.
Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. Call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, and I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years, this has been one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital in Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbuff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Eggside. Brought to you by Diamond Dove. Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. I'm grooving.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Okay, and it's great. It's KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio, and it's rodeo time. Red Bluff Roundup.
Feel it?
Here we go.
I can't wait. It's just exciting. So we're welcoming in the studio with us now, John Brownie, he's the stock contractor for the Red Bluff Roundup, and Eric Layton, bullfighter. How good does it get? Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So this weekend, it's all started. I mean, it started already because they're already down there doing the slack. The slack.
There are lots of cowboys, and because there's lots of cowboys, we can't put them all in the performances, so we have slack all day yesterday and all day today.
Okay, explain to the layman on the street that's just driving their kids or whatever to school or going to, what is slack?
Slack is just excess cowboys. And a performance, everybody knows that you can hold people for just so long. And Red Bluff's already known for a long rodeo, and it's probably 3.5 hours long.
But it's fast moving. There's something going on
all
the time.
Always something. You don't feel the 3.5 hours.
No way.
But because there's a track going out there, and there's arena happening, and the stock goes out really fast, and another cowboy's coming. So there's just a lot happening. But even if we had all the slack in the perf, or all the cowboys in the perf, it would last 5, 6 hours, 7 hours. So the slack yesterday lasted from 10 to 2 o'clock, so 4 hours of slack, just in timed events only. And it's the same thing will happen again today. So, and then Friday night is the first performance of rodeo, and that's where all the bull riders and bareback riders and bronc riders and then sort of the best times out of the slack move into the performances.
So, Eric, you are a bull fighter.
Yes.
Not a bull rider.
Yes.
Okay, so could you get in there? Tell us the difference. I had to look to see if, you know, I'm wearing glasses these days, which is a bummer. Yeah. I'm looking down there going, Okay. Yes. So you're the guy that's in the ring.
Yeah, I'll be in the arena in front of the chutes during the bull run. Yeah.
Okay. So tell us, give us a description of what, when we talk about a bullfighter, give us a description of what your life looks like that entails while you're in the arena.
So you want my job description, basically.
Yeah, well, yeah. What is it like for you? Give us your description.
My job is to provide the bull rider with the best chance at safety after he gets off the bull, gets bucked off, or makes a qualified ride. Whenever he gets off, I give him that shot at safety.
So, in other words, you do whatever it is to get the bull away from the guy so he's not trampling on his head.
Yep. Try to get his attention, distract the bull as long as I can, you know, as long as it takes to, so the guy, you know, he's up on top of the chute, safe.
It's so amazing when that happens, when they ride, and if they perhaps fall under, your heart's beating so fast, you just hope for their safety, and you and the guy, I want to call him Foxy.
Wolfie.
Well, we know it's kind of the same the other day with that luncheon. He got some big kisses going on there. But anyway, were you at the luncheon, Eric?
Nope, I wasn't.
Oh, you missed out. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so, yeah, that's serious stuff.
Right.
Yep.
I'm always here helping Eric out. But the bullfighter, our rodeo clown, is not really what he is. He's a protector. He's a lifeguard of the cowboy that just got bucked off. And his job, before that cowboy gets hit by the bull, is Eric supposed to take that hit. That cowboy's supposed to be able, you know, most of the time when a bull rider bucks off, a bull will drive him in the ground hard, and it sort of disorients the bull rider. And he doesn't really know where he is or where that bull is. And so Eric does, and Eric's job is to go and take that bull away. And if that means being hit by that bull, it means being hit by that bull.
And when did you decide that this was going to be the job that you really wanted to do? I mean, because it's really, you're a hero.
I rode bulls in high school and college, and then I was not really any good at it. So I retired at a young age and wanted to stay in the rodeo business some way or another. And I started, you know, helping out some buddies in the practice pen, and I ended up being all right at it, so... I think it was about 13 or 14 years ago, and 11 years living in Red Bluff, working for John at the rodeo company.
All right, good for you. Now, that's great, because there's so much excitement out there on the field. And like you say, the adrenaline's going, and when that bull's out there, and that cowboy is very vulnerable once he leaves that.
Very, very.
More vulnerable on the ground than right. He was up there where he was kind of in control of what was happening. So that's great. That's great. So we got the bull riding. We got so many events.
A lot of stuff. Bull riding was never, you know, most of these events come from the ranch life. From, you know, from the old days of the vaqueros and the Texas cowboys. And, you know, where the calf roping was something, where how you doctored your cattle. Team roping is how you doctored your larger cattle. And saddle bronc riding, every ranch had horses that bucked. And when a greenhorn showed up and said he was a real cowboy, that's the horse they put him on to find out if he was the real thing. And a lot of things came out of that competition. And now rodeo has evolved into its own sport. And so now you're seeing more and more events. Bull riding was only added in to rodeo probably in the 30s or 40s. And... it's evolved to be one of the most exciting events in rodeo, but it really was not a ranch event.
You know, question, do you mind me asking this? Because last year we went in the wild horses. That was when that wild horse got out of the ring, or whatever you want to call it, out of the arena.
Actually got into the grandstand.
Got into the grandstand, and I was there that night. I couldn't go to sleep till about 3 o'clock. My adrenaline was out of my body. It took a long time for me to come back in because it was so exciting. But at the same time, it was so dangerous. That wild animal just, you know, at any moment could have just, like, ran over somebody. And that's the thrill of the rodeo, because you never know what's going to happen.
Right. You take bull riding, and bull riding is a fine line between life and death. And you feel it. But as we get around it more and more, we start understanding the animals and we start understanding what happened. And things seem to slow down. But I'll visit with people that know me and they're sitting in the grandstands watching it. And it gives them this rush because they're watching and they understand that this life and death thing is happening out there.
It's incredible, but one of the things that you hear a lot of times about the whole thing is the animals themselves. And talk a little bit about the preparation that the calves and all of the animals go through, that they're really not in danger. We're not hurting those animals.
Well, we don't mean to hurt them, but any athlete can get hurt.
They have been trained for what they're out there doing.
They really have. And the calves and the calf roping, we use them for about a month, and then they're too, you know, a calf is either too small or too big, and you're looking, the ideal weight for a calf is 250 pounds, and that's what, you know, and we have them right now, and they'll go to about three rodeos, and then they'll be done. But in doing so, we will rope them before they go to their first rodeo, and they get used to being caught, and then we'll throw them down and tie them, where it's a routine, and that's when it's done right. Then you see very little injuries or any at all. So,
well, that's exactly because they've been trained in that kind of like an athlete getting yourself ready.
Right. And really, because now it's a speed contest, it's not, you know, you're not just roping an animal and wanting to doctor him. You're roping him and to time as fast as you can because you're competing against your peers to win this event. So in doing so, a lot of things happen really quick, and every once in a while an accident can happen.
Well, we're going to should we take a break? Because we've kind of, our clock is a little off, but we're so excited about having, our Red Bluff Roundup, folks with us, John Growning and, our bullfighter, Eric Layton, and Trish Clark and Linda Bott are here this morning, and we're very, very excited about some tickets to give away, more about the Red Bluff Roundup. It's always great to get into the mind of, what's going on behind the scenes, what it takes to put this kind of event on. It's many years in the making, actually. So let's talk more about that when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story, April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Okay, and welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you'd like to join us, jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or if you've got a question for these rodeo people, give us a call at 605-4567, and we'll address what you've always wanted to know about the rodeo and didn't know. So we're talking Red Bluff Roundup, and we're talking with Eric Layton, bullfighter, and John Growney, who is the stock contractor for the Red Bluff Roundup. Been around for years and years and years.
I don't think I'm that old.
I've been around the same time.
I was born and raised in Red Bluff, and I still feel like I'm one of the kids of Red Bluff.
I hear you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can't imagine when you're in rodeo, I would just think, I mean, help me to be inside this, but you know, you're live. It's live. And it would be like, I don't know, being on stage. You don't grow old. Like the Rolling Stones never grew old. They just got better. You know, it's like you just, you know, you get, you're not growing old. It's right there. It's just like the adrenaline. I mean, it's sexy no matter how old you are because you don't get old, right?
It's a young man's game to start with.
Yeah.
So you take me, we've been in the rodeo business for 40 years now, and you just never give up that youth that you know, because you're around it all the time. You know, the bull riders come and go, cowboys come and go, but there's always youth coming through. And somewhere or another, even for me, they know me through Lane Frost and Red Rock and those kids.
Yeah.
They weren't even born when Lane and Red Rock, when we did our thing 25 years ago.
But it hasn't been that long.
They've seen that movie 8 Seconds, and they know Lane Frost, and they know of Red Rock. So they know I'm part of that, and so they gravitate towards me. So the youth keeps you young.
So, okay, so this is a week.
Big celebration.
A big celebration, a whole week long. But it takes, what, a whole year to get ready for that?
It takes a big community. You know, Red Bluff's not a large community, but it takes the whole community. And they have what they call 11 days of rodeo. And last week they had a chili cook-off, a lot of different events going. All the community, the businesses, dress Western, and their buildings are decorated, you know, with the cowboy thing. And it's a really big thing. And they know that it brings in excess of $3 or $4 million every year of new money into the community.
Absolutely.
So it's a big, important thing for the Red Bluff.
So what do we got to look forward to this week?
Well, we talked about Slack happening yesterday, today. There's a mixer tonight. There's a golf tournament tomorrow morning. There's more Slack Friday afternoon. And then the first performance starts tomorrow night. And then Saturday and Sunday. So, and then that'll
Saturday
be
during the day or Saturday night?
Both day performance. I believe it's 2:30 Saturday and 1 o'clock. 1:30, thank you. I got
Sunday.
My girl here.
Yeah.
Sunday. So, and the sales are good, and the weather's going to be great. And bring lots of suntan lotion or sunscreen, because it's supposed to be warm.
It's supposed to be, I think we talked about 88 in the 80s on Sunday. Yeah. So,
And there's still tickets available. How do we go about getting tickets? Other than we have some to give away for Sunday here in a little while.
We do have
but
tickets.
How do we go about getting tickets for the Friday night performance?
I am told right here to visit Red Bluff, www, whatever that is anymore, redbluffroundup.com or call 530-527-1000.
All right.
Well, now, you guys, we still have a lot more questions. Is that okay? Can you hang with us?
I love them. I love them. All right. And Eric's actually really good. He just has his dry humor right now.
You were his dry humor.
Well, I'm with John. He does all the talking to the family.
So, Eric, share with us a little bit about how you got involved with, you know, what did you grow up on a ranch? How did you get bit by the rodeo bug?
Well, to be honest with you, going back to Lane Frost and Red Rock, the movie 8 Seconds came out. Sometimes I wished I watched Days of Thunder. I'd been a race car driver.
Hey, that's some honesty there.
But, yeah. I had some horses, and I grew up riding horses in a town called Lakeport. And then, like I said, went on and finally got involved in the rodeo and started out. And, you know, 8 Seconds come out, and I was in love with riding bulls and rodeo and all that. So I kind of just took off from there and developed into this. And then John offered me a job 11 years ago in Red Bluff, said be to Red Bluff in March. And here I am.
Eric actually worked for a roommate of mine at Cal Poly, Lou Buginig, and they put on amateur rodeos on the West Coast. And even Lou said, hey, you need to look at this kid. He's going to be a good one. And sure enough, he was. And we always try and surround ourselves with the best, and Eric turned out to be really good, and he's been with us for a long time.
So, Eric, what do you do the rest of the year?
The rest of the year? Well, like, I always tell everybody, because they always ask that question, you know, from the 1st of April, well, actually March, starting March, getting, you know, things ready to get rodeo, and, you know, trucks, horses, grain and equipment, everything. Then we ended about November, I guess, and then in the other, you know, 5 or 6 months, I usually either help buck young bulls for Don Kish, you know, seasoned bulls or seasoned horses with Tim Bridwell for the rodeo company. So basically, it's all, even if we're not at a rodeo, I'm still
doing the rodeo. Involved in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric actually, he works for us, but he also is very independent. And so he doesn't just work our rodeos, he works other rodeos also. And so, he's probably being modest right now, but he's one of the sought-after bullfighters in the United States. So he has a lot of work when he's not working for us.
Well, we're honored that you're here today. We look so forward to seeing you.
And I like the dry sense of humor.
Yeah, he's got a great...
Give him a couple of drinks and it really comes out.
Put on some music. Let's dance.
I'm all over that. I like to dance.
Well, it says here in your bio that the favorite part that you like about... one of the things you love about rodeo is all the hooping and hollering. That is you, isn't it? Wild ride on Sunday. Everything's going on. Everybody's there. It's rodeo. Everybody's whooping and hollering.
Well, like Red Bluff, there's so much going on with the track, you know.
There is.
And they might have mule races. They'll have horse races. They'll be trying to buck bulls, and they'll have the wild horse race. You know, and then, like, the Jets are coming back. There's always so much different stuff going on. And everybody knows Red Bluff is a party rodeo. They, you know, you come out for the day, you know, it's 3.5-4 hours long. Mm. You spend the day, you know, so your day is going to be spent at the Red Bluff Roundup. So, you know, everybody, they're there to stay and have a couple drinks, enjoy the weather and the rodeo, and they have a good time. You know, it's one of the, when it's packed like it is every year, it's loud and people are having fun.
Red Bluff is a homecoming, and they know that every house in Red Bluff has people sleeping on the floor.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Because these kids, you know, they were college kids or they're in high school kids that have been gone for 40 years, but they always come home for the Red Bluff Roundup because it's a huge social event.
Yeah.
And everybody gets to see all their friends. And they all, I know about 4 different groups of people that buy 40, 50 tickets, and they all sit together in the grandstand and they party together and they watch the rodeo, and then they go out and have a good dinner somewhere or go to the bar or whatever they want to do and have a good time. So that's what it is, social event. Rodeo probably always has been a social event.
Oh, no. And it is, and you can feel it in the community throughout the build up to it. Last week, you go into any of the shops, say you look around the community, it's just a part, and it's the start of the rodeo season.
It really is in
the North State
right.
up here.
It really is. The weather, you know, the winters have been cold and wet, which we've had a really great winter here, and now it's time to start socializing again, and springtime brings that out. I know I went to school at Chico State, and springtime was the greatest time of the year. It kept me from passing a lot of times. So.
Passing out? What, passing for years?
Yes, but it does. It springtime does something to us all. We love springtime.
Well, maybe that's it, but I just have to say, from me to you, John, anybody who knows me knows that I am a huge admirer of yours.
Thanks.
And I really mean that, and there's a lot of reasons for that. I have huge respect for you, and I have a soft spot in my heart for people who mentor, and I think that you are the mentor to someone like Eric, our clown. When we went to your ranch, I thought about the generations of people that you've helped to for the love of rodeo, and so it's infectious. You are like Mick Jagger.
Well, I don't know that. You know, I think I live my life like I was raised, and when you're raised in a community like Redding, or even, you know, in my community of Red Bluff, I'm a fifth generation, and there was more than one person that would line me out when I was out, you know, getting out of control somewhere. So you're not just raised by your family, you're raised by your community, and so you have this desire, at least I do, you know, because I was raised in the car business, that you pay back what you get. So it's an easy thing for me to do because I was raised to be like that.
Right. But it comes very naturally to you and easy with you, and it is. I was just going to say it is the cowboy way, right. But it's marvelous that there's so many people. When you say the name John Browning, everybody gets a smile because you have been. You have been an intricate part of that community and just kind of easygoing, and you don't pat yourself on the back a lot. So we're going to do that for you this morning.
Okay, thank you. You're embarrassing me now.
Oh,
I'm
good.
But
that's
our
job.
You know.
With pleasure.
You know, you guys remember like John Balma, you know, the sheriff here.
Yes.
And he and I, you know, I was much younger than he was, but we were raised in a community that gave you the ability to give back. And
you were expected to be a part of that community.
And I know that. I was raised that way, that you were held accountable to give back. And you feel it in your soul or whatever it is that you know that it's you. That's your responsibility.
Right. Well, okay, this is
we're going off the subject.
No, it's not, because it's the cowboy way. It is really comes from the earth.
Yes.
It really does. It's a spiritual thing.
The agriculture is in trouble. Always right now, you know, our livestock world and the farming communities. I think the United States is not appreciative of where their food comes from. And rodeo rides on the shirt tails of agriculture. And because that was part of it, you know, part of a tradition. But really, the people that created rodeo were the farmers, the ranchers, and the businessmen, and I could go off and on and on. John Treat is the new president of Red Bluff Roundup, and his grandfather and my great-grandfather are co-founders of the Red Bluff Roundup, and that was in 1921. So John and I grew up together, but we never realized the importance of the tradition of the community and why the rodeo was formed to start with and to bring new money into the community. And now here we are. We're the third generation, fourth generation, and it's our turn to give back.
So we're going to just remind the people now what's coming up this week. Because tonight, April 14th, at 5:30, you have a mixer going on down in Red Bluff. And then the Chamber Cowboy Golf Tournament is tomorrow at 9 a.m. And then after party with Chad Bushnell on April 15th at 10:30 p.m. after the rodeo. On Saturday, you have the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, or is that Sunday?
Saturday.
Okay, between 7 and 10. And then you got the parade on April 16th at 10 a.m. And then you've got a concert on by country music artist Exile on April 16th at 7 p.m.
I love you all over.
so this is so much to do. You need to get down there and just get into the party mood along with the rodeo.
The whole thing is bringing money into the community. And, we all need money, but the communities need money. And all this money that's made in Red Bluff stays in Red Bluff. And it helps support high school kids, grammar school kids, all different clubs. and by the time the year is over with, they've got it, and we start over again.
We're going to have to take a break. Stay with us because we want to talk more. I really want to hear more about the stock contracting. Give a visual, little class here on what that really consists of, and more about the Red Bluff Roundup. We do have tickets. Going to take a caller here at 605-4567. For Sunday, I've got tickets for four for a family that begins at 1:30 on Sunday. So give us a call here again, 605-4567. Trish Clark's here. Linda Bott, we're here with John Growney and Eric Layton of the Red Bluff Roundup. We'll be right back.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds. Lone Star bell buckles and old faded Levi's.
Hi folks, this is Pat Karch. I wanted to tell you about a really cool dance coming up at Reading School of the Arts. Saturday, April 23rd at 7 p.m., Crescent Moon Hepcats Band will be shaking it up as part of the North State's tribute to cool cars, cruising, and starry evening dancing. That's Saturday, April 23rd at Reading School of the Arts. Join the Hepcats Band as they swing and rock you till you drop. Your $20 donation supports the Glee Club. They'll show off their stuff during halftime. Snacks and drinks are provided, all under the stars. Hey, I'll be there with the Hepcats and look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 23rd. Call 510-1903 to reserve your tickets or pay at the door. That's 510-1903, 510-1903.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Come on out May 14th and 15th for Haven Humane's Dogathon Festival. From 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th, start your weekend with free family and pet-friendly activities, canine demonstrations, splash dogs, fly ball, vendors, food, and our very own West Munster Family Dog Show. At 5 p.m., enjoy dinner and dancing at the Boots, Scoot, and Doggies Barbecue and Concert featuring Chad Bushnell, all at Haven Humane Society just off 273. On Sunday, put on your tennies, leash up your dog, and come out to Turtle Bay for Haven Humane's 5K and 10K run walk. For barbecue tickets and race registration, go to havenhumane.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, first you gotta want to get off bad enough to want to get on him in the first place.
A little rodeo music there, that's good.
And you better trust.
And this is KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
Right,
if you're
now
interested in, if you've got a question for the people from the Red Bluff Roundup, give us a call at 605-4567. And remember that we do have tickets available for the Sunday performance at 1:30. We'll go four tickets for a family or just two couples or however you want to do it. And if you'll just be the first caller at 605-4567, we'll give you those tickets.
With us this morning is Eric Layton, who is going to be the bullfighter. Are you there all three nights or four nights?
Yes, I will be.
All four right. performances.
And then John Growney, who's the stock contractor. Before we took a break, we were talking a little bit. We're going to kind of go over this a little bit because we really want to talk more about the body of the rodeo right. and tickets and where the tickets and the sales of all the tickets go for and all that. But we were discussing economics, kind of what's going on with the food and the water and what happens in California losing sight of the cowboy way and
agriculture. And how right. important it is to the state of California.
Right. We were just talking, agriculture has made state of California the seventh largest economy in the world. And it's because of farming, you know, it's the Salinas Valley and the cattlemen and the North State. And it goes on and on. And we were talking that rodeo is just a part of a tradition that came out of all of that.
And I think the important thing to note, John, is as our cities grow in population, those people have no idea where their food comes from.
Right.
And we're losing that. They're making decisions that impact the agriculture community, which, as you indicated,
terribly.
We've got to somehow re-educate that population to the fact that the reason the state is successful and part of that huge economy is what we're talking about here today: the agriculture, the rodeo, the cowboy, the what goes on in the North State so heavily influences the rest of the state.
I worry about South America is becoming known as a farming and ranching community, and it's almost like people wish in America that, you know, they would feed us. But the worst thing that could ever happen is for us to depend on another country to feed us. And there's a saying, and I know it's true, that America feeds the world. And we do a great job of it, and our farmers and our ranchers do a great job of taking care of the industries that feed the world. So anyway, we could go on that forever.
And we could do a whole show on that whole topic and go on and on forever. But we're talking Red Bluff Roundup, and we need to be sure that everybody gets down there. There's tickets available for all of the events.
The 95th year of Red Bluff Roundup, and this new this year, Mutton Busting. One of my favorites! Mutton Busting for the Littlest Cowboys and Cowgirls prior to the rodeo on Friday, April 15th. You know, that's a blast. I'm looking at you. Did you ever mutton bust as a kid?
No, I did not.
You did?
He tells us, even they're out there to help save those kids. A lot of those kids that can really ride good, and they'll hang on. I think their eyes are closed, and they don't know that it's time to get off. And a lot of times, Eric will have to run the sheep down with the kid on it and just grab the kid and lift him off of the sheep. So
those kids are incredible to watch. I absolutely love
them. And the little girls. Somebody's little girls rock.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody said it's the only legal form of child abuse in the world.
Bring them out there.
Yeah, put your 4-year-old or your 5-year-old on.
Get over crying.
Yeah.
You can win a pair of boots or something like that.
Get on there and stay.
All right. So, anyway, Red Bluff Roundup, world famous.
It is, and I want you guys to know, and everybody out there, that I'm not the only stock contractor either. We are not the only stock contractor. Flying U Rodeo Company, who's been around for 70 years now, they're out of Marysville, Cotton Rosser. And Cotton Rosser married a Red Bluff girl a long time ago, and that's how he got started in the rodeo business. So anyway, the Flying U Rodeo Company is here. Mike Corey from Moses Lake, Washington is here. Jeff Davis from Cottonwood has livestock there.
Big Stone Rodeo.
Big Stone from Canada is here. So we're well represented. And in Red Bluff, traditionally, and even Redding does the same thing, we go outside of our rodeo company to find the best horses so the Cowboys will have the best opportunity to win. You'll see more buck-offs at Redding and Red Bluff because of the quality of stock that's here.
Well, one time when you were on, I think last year, I know Carl went in, and Ruth is here, by the way, and Ruth is wonderful in bringing in all of the Red Bluff highlights, Red Bluff Roundup, so, you know, shouts out to Ruth as well. But we did talk about stock last year in the bulls, and I swear that was the most fascinating, and, you know, Carl, you know, being in the Marine, I think in the Marines, he did a little short stint in bull riding.
Right.
I think that might have lasted, I don't know, maybe a month or two.
Two rides?
You're right.
Well, you know, Camp Pendleton.
Camp Pendleton.
Camp Pendleton is one of the few military bases that has their own rodeo ground.
Yes.
And they used to have a military rodeo there all the time. Before the Middle East started having all the problems, they had two rodeos. They actually had a PRCA rodeo at Camp Pendleton, and they had a military rodeo there. And we got to do both of them, and it was so much fun to be on the base and to be well received. So,
wow, anyway. That's something I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, you never know about Carl Bott. He's got something up his sleeve every day. That's what keeps him fascinating. But anyway, so you were talking about this before, about how bulls, in the way that they've been maybe bred up.
Yeah, or genetics.
Really are... They have changed.
A rodeo bull reminds me, you know, and it's just me saying this, but of a Labrador dog that knows hunting, or a McNab border collie that knows how to herd sheep. There's an instinct, a natural instinct that lives inside of them. And Donnie Kish, who is the bull guy in our rodeo company, he has so many great bulls. And now, through breeding and genetics and all the things that they do now, those bulls will actually come into the buck and shoots, and they're looking out into the arena. And you know in their mind that they're thinking about what they're going to do out there, what they're going to accomplish. And it's really amazing to watch these young calves grow up. Eric's around it more than I am because he helps Donnie a lot. But you can actually go out into the field and see the personalities and the attitude of these young bull calves. And then when they get into the buck and shoots, they've already got expectations of these certain bulls. And most of the time, it turns out to be true.
Wow. And that all goes into the preparation for this. You know, we go down there as a spectator. We go down and we get into our seat. And we get our beer and our popcorn or whatever. And it's a great show, but it gives you a great respect for all of that preparation and all of that background work that goes in to creating that show for all of us to watch.
It is.
And we do have tickets at 605-4567 for Sunday. We have a family pack, a couple family packs. I know a lot of you called yesterday and got, a whole bunch, but we do have another release today. So do give us a call at 605-4567. And if you have a question for John Growney or for Eric Layton, the bullfighter, do call in. We have about 10 minutes left of our program, and we'd love to have you put them on the spot. Give them a call. They love it.
Yeah, I do, too.
But there's a lot, and we know there's a lot of you people out there that are familiar with John Growney and have some questions about the rodeo. So give us a call, because we like to hear from all of you and get your input into this process. 605-4567. Final thoughts, John. What do you tell us? What haven't we talked about?
Well, you know, people know me but don't know me, but.
You got a great smile.
Well,
that's what I
don't know about the great smile, but
you got a twinkle in your
eye.
I
was raised around the livestock world, but you know, my grandfather started a car dealership in Red Bluff, and my dad had it. Now my brother has it, and to think that I was not really a cowboy. You know, I faked through it. You know, and everybody thinks I'm a real cowboy, but. I'm just a little city kid from Red Bluff that was on the swim team and the little league team, and I was just blessed enough.
A car salesman.
I was blessed enough that, you know, to be, I don't even know how I found my way here to the rodeo business, but the Owenses around Red Bluff and so many good people in my community that made sure I was successful. And so I owe my career to the community of Red Bluff and to Redding, because John Balma was part of that also.
Absolutely.
Can we ask you a question? By the way, Jim, you won the tickets. We'll put them up at the front desk for you here at 1326 Market Street. So congratulations. And we do have four more that we're going to give away this morning, as well as tomorrow, another set. So do give us a call.
And these are for Sunday's performance
Sunday,
at 1:30 in Red Bluff.
1:30 for the Red Bluff Roundup Rodeo. Okay, so I just totally forgot what I was going to ask you.
I'm just letting you guys know that I was raised around the ranching community, but I wasn't really a real cowboy.
So if you don't have tickets and you want to go on Friday night or on Saturday, you can go online at www.redbluffroundup.com, or you can give a call at 527-1000. And you can get tickets for any of those performances. They're still available and good seats. And I've been in that arena in so many places, and I don't think there's a bad seat in it.
No, and I can't think of any.
Yeah, I mean, so it doesn't really matter where you sit. They're all good seats. And one more thing I just want to, because I go there and I get so fired up because you can't have conversation while you're sitting there, because as soon as they're finished with one thing, they're starting another thing, and coming up on the other side is a race going on or something else going on. So you're right. It's three and a half, four hours long.
But it goes by so quickly. Right. You know, we have, I believe there's 12 bucking chutes there, and also there's two catch pens. And that's, sometimes that can be the slowest part of a rodeo, is getting an animal out of the arena. And with the two catch pins, it's just happening. And every cowboy knows when that other animal's out of the arena, it's time for him to go. And they know to nod their head, and so here we go again. So
yeah.
I know what I wanted to ask you is that with Grouny Ranch, how many people do you employ?
Well, during the rodeo season, we 6 to 8 people. But in the wintertime, just like Eric, he's really self-employed is what he is. He's contracts. The Red Bluff Roundup hires him. Reading Rodeo hires him. So almost all the rodeos that Eric goes with us, he's hired by the committee. And so we just sort of, the animals need to shut down. We need to shut down. So by the end of October, November, it's just time to just shut down. And the animals get turned out. And we really don't start rodeoing again till April. So it's mostly part-time help is what we have.
So I'm curious, like on a day like today, I mean, you know, here you're pushing, you've done all the, you're doing all the media, all the radio shows through, and all of the, you know, so many people come on through the Red Bluff Roundup today and throughout the week again. But so you get up early in the morning and you're pushing it all day long. You go back, I'm sure as soon as you get off the air, you're ready to get out there. So what do you pull in, 16, 18 hours?
Let me tell you, yesterday.
Do you go to sleep?
Ruth, I don't know how Ruth found this deal, but yesterday we're up at 4:30 to be at the rodeo arena at Red Bluff at 5 o'clock. It's still dark outside, and we have a bucking bull. We've got this Amir Beardsley, who's a young bull rider around Red Bluff. He shows up, and I forget what station it is. 12 and 24 shows up, and it's dark outside, and it just rained that night, so it's muddy. Mm. And Eric's got to be the bull protector for this kid that's going to get on at 5:30. But we get it done. And then by the time you get back home, then slack is starting, so you go back out there. And it was a whole day yesterday.
You have to gear up, don't you?
Yes.
It's like game,
well, but
it's
the adrenaline gets going, and then you can you can rest when it's all over.
And you do. And you know what? It wears you out, but at the same time, it just excites you inside that this is the week of the Red Bluff Roundup.
Absolutely, and I always look forward to it. As soon as I start seeing the advertisements, I think, wow, it's here again, that really exciting rodeo time.
Yeah.
All right, 95th year of the Red Bluff Roundup, and tickets, again, are on sale now for Friday, and there's still some available on Sunday. You can also call 527-1000. We thank so much, John Grouny. I always love it when you're here.
You know that.
You steal my heart. And Eric Clayton, bullfighter. You too. Fantastic. We can't wait for this weekend. We'll be there tomorrow night for sure. And you'll hear me screaming the larynx will be, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
So much fun.
I think I'm going to try and do Saturday.
I want to say
rodeo.
One thing to help everybody out.
Okay.
The mixer is tonight. And do bring a designated driver.
Oh,
so important.
And that is important, because with all the festivities going on, there is beer available. People are partying and drinking. But do remember that we want everybody to go and enjoy the week. Be safe. So have your designated driver. Yeah. Be sure that if you're partying, you have somebody to drive you home. And just make it a real fun weekend down there.
We have a couple minutes left. Ruth, do you have something to add? Are you sure? Oh, my God. Now, Ruth, tell us a little. Okay, you're coming from?
Nebraska.
You're from Nebraska. Yeah. So you really have been involved with rodeo. And you get so behind this. It's so cool to see you coordinate all of this.
Well, it's fun. You know, like John said, it's a community event, and everybody gets behind it. And I'm in Red Bluff for the funnest 8 days of the year for Red Bluff. Everybody's in a good mood. By Monday, when it's time to clean out the porta potties, I'm going home.
There you go. So you get
well.
You get
thank
the
you
best
for that visual. I can smell it too.
The Red Bluff Roundup, the rodeo grounds, is the loneliest place in the world on Monday.
Oh, I can imagine.
All that energy, all the excitement is just, it's done, it's gone.
And you can feel it throughout the community because it's like, okay, we all got together and we did this, and now it's like, okay, time to rest and go back.
I know we got a little time left. I want to brag on Clay Parker. He's our past sheriff, and he's also the mayor of Red Bluff right now, and he actually has a driving service that he puts on tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night, that anybody that needs to get a hold of him, I wish I had his phone number. He's got three vehicles lined up, and he's hauling, you know, if you're drinking somewhere and you can't get a cab or can't get a ride, he's there to give you a ride. So,
and that's so great.
That's how great this community
is.
Wow.
Because nobody wants to get hurt, and we don't want any bad things. And you're going to have a couple of beers, and you just need to be absolutely sure that you've got a designated driver. Or you sleep it off. Don't be trying to drive out there and take any chances.
And Trish,
you're going to want a red mark on it.
Thank you for being here today.
I love Thursdays. Thursdays are the best day of the week.
Yeah, you're so amazing. And thank you, Bob Alonji, our producer. We're so happy and feel very blessed to be part of this community and have mornings like this where we can bring our special guests on for the Red Bluff Roundup, and we're so excited to be part of this. So thank you, everyone, and have a really great day.
Miss a day, miss a lot. Right.
See you tomorrow.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. America's Middle East allies, House Speaker Paul Ryan says they're nervous, rattled by Obama administration policy and by some of Donald Trump's remarks. Ryan, who recently led a congressional delegation to the region, says the allies wonder whether America is, in Ryan's words, still in the game. Canada has a new assisted suicide law, a law that will apply solely to Canadians and permanent residents. That's meant to discourage what is termed suicide tourism. And there are other exceptions as well.
It will also exclude those who have mental illness. It also bans advance consent. That is, it won't allow requests to end one's life in the future.
Correspondent Rob Gillies in Toronto. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is distancing himself from a remark made by one of his supporters at a New York campaign rally the other day.
I agree with Secretary.